In the headlines, no time for partisan politics in the fight against crime, so says prominent attorney at law, King's Counsel Michael Lashley. An appeal for more community programs in St. John following a shooting in the parish over the weekend. The Barbados government's condemnation of Israel's latest attacks on Qatar, applauded by a leading activist group. And St. Kitts and Nevis deny that Tyler Robinson, the Utah State University student arrested in the assassination of the 31-year-old right-wing activist Charlie Kirk, had ever visited their country. This is the lunchtime edition of The Latest. I'm Barry Wilkinson. Details up ahead. The issue of crime is a national concern that leaves little to no room for partisan politics. Prominent attorney at law and King's Counsel Michael Lashley has taken this stance following his appointment to the Advisory Council on Citizenship Security. Mr. Lashley will serve alongside President of the Senate Reginald Farley as co-chair of the council, which was established in September last year and is headed by Professor Velma Newton. Mr. Lashley spoke to Starcom Network News following Prime Minister Mia Mottley's announcement last evening at a Labour Party St. George North branch meeting.
We want to make sure we have a safe country. And of course, you must adopt in some instances a statesmanlike approach in that you must seek to do good for the country, put aside the partisan politics, and indeed look at ways and means of improving the criminal justice system, look at ways and means of how can the vulnerable and the poor people have access to justice. And secondly, how are we going to strengthen our criminal justice system? And of course, how are we going to treat the persons who are youth who are at risk. And also we have to look at how are we going to look at programs to rehabilitate persons back into society after they have served a sentence or a term of imprisonment.
When asked if the appointment signals a crossover to the Barbados Labour Party, the former Democratic Labour Party vice president had this to say.
On that one, I will put on my darkers.
Prominent attorney at law, King's Counsel Michael Lashley. Barbados' Chief Justice Leslie Haynes is calling for the swift introduction of a traffic ticketing system to reduce the heavy case unload of the Magistrates Court. Speaking this morning at the opening of the 2025 to 2026 legal year, he revealed that nearly 20,000 summonses are usually done annually, with traffic offences accounting for about 15,000. He wants a system put in place allowing people to pay fines online without appearing before a magistrate.
Presently, the number of summonses issued annually in the Magistrates Court amount to almost 20,000. Of these 20,000, almost 15,000 or 75% are issued out of the traffic courts. If a ticketing system is introduced, allowing persons to pay fines online without a court hearing, then the administrative burden now placed on the Magistrates Courts and the court process report, that is the marshals who serve those summonses, will be considerably reduced, thus allowing the magistrates more time to satisfactorily adjudicate on other matters.
Barbados' Chief Justice Leslie Haynes. The usually quiet parish of St. John has been disturbed recently by violent incidents, the first a few weeks ago involving the attempted arson of a home, and over the weekend a shooting that left several persons injured. However, despite the incidents, prominent community activist in the parish, Jefferson Trotman, believes there's no need for panic but condemned the acts of violence.
Any type of violence, I don't condone. And gun violence like that, you know, it is slowly creeping into communities. But the two situations that we had recently, I won't be too alarmed. I think the positive people, the community practitioners that you said need to come together and let's design and structure some projects and programs to stamp it out before it will spread and reach other youngsters in the parish of St. John.
Mr. Trotman also made an appeal for more community programs to be implemented across the parish.
We need to design educational projects and programs in the community. And I've been saying this for a long time, but the challenge is really funding. Like, how can we access some funds to get programs and projects going to educate young people? Because with education, obviously, this crime will go away. But we are not educating people at the community level. And that's the issue. Like me, growing up, I always had people around me that were older and lead me the right way. But if you check, most of these young people are rolling together, moving together. So who's leading them?
St. John community activist Jefferson Trotman in the lunchtime edition. The Barbados Licensing Authority says the backlog of vehicle inspections should now be cleared following repairs to equipment at its Pine St. Michael headquarters. Vehicle examiner Antonio Thomas confirmed that one of the two mechanical hoists had been out of service in recent weeks, creating delays. He says, though, repairs were completed over the weekend and the hoist is back in operation.
It has been repaired over the weekend, and that has mitigated the issue with the backlog that we had for the past few weeks. So now traffic is flowing, vehicles are being inspected, you understand, and no extensive waiting like before. That backlog has been gone, so back to regular.
That's BLA vehicle examiner Antonio Thomas. Meantime, customer Dennis Lashley said he was very pleased with the smooth and speedy service when he visited this morning to get his vehicle inspected.
This morning is phenomenal. There's no line. The inspection has gone according to plan as before, and it has taken the full accompaniment of 15 minutes to have my vehicle inspected. So I am very satisfied with how it is this morning.
Customer Dennis Lashley. The BLA has also disclosed that two more mechanical hoists are on order to ensure inspections are completed even faster. Well, the Barbados Association of Retired Persons, BARP, has unveiled a series of events to mark its 30th anniversary, aimed at promoting social inclusion for older persons. Speaking at the media launch of the celebrations, BARP President Marlon Rice-Boyne announced that the celebrations will feature a church service to kick off the celebrations, then a closing gala, and a Freedom Bus Ride, which she says is designed to encourage seniors to engage in more social activities beyond their routine errands.
What's very important about the bus ride, and this is why the idea came about 3 years ago, we recognize that we need to combat social isolation, because a lot of our seniors don't get the opportunity to see Barbados. They probably just go to supermarket, post office to collect the pensions, back home, but not many of our seniors get the chance to see the South Coast, the West Coast, the airport, the port. So this bus ride gives them that opportunity to experience Barbados at a different level.
BARP President Marlon Rice-Boyne. Caribbean Against Apartheid in Palestine has welcomed the Barbados government's condemnation of Israel's latest attacks on Qatar. The group notes that Barbados has consistently spoken out against what it calls Israel's genocide in Gaza, and in 2024 took the bold step of recognizing the state of Palestine, inspiring other CARICOM members to follow suit. And finally, the St. Kitts and Nevis government earlier today sought to distance the Twin Island Federation from reports on social media that Tyler Robinson, the Utah State University student arrested in the assassination of the 31-year-old right-wing activist Charlie Kirk, had any association with the Caribbean island. Utah's governor, Spencer Cox, has said that Robinson, who was taken into custody some 33 hours ago after Kirk was shot and is not cooperating with the U.S. authorities. Kirk, however, was said to have a big association with St. Kitts and Nevis and the government. However, today they have denounced that. Our top stories. No time for partisan politics in the fight against crime, says prominent attorney at law, King's Counsel Michael Lashley. An appeal for more community programs in St. John following a shooting in the parish over the weekend. The Barbados government's condemnation of Israel's latest attacks in Qatar, applauded by a leading activist group. And the BARP president says their 30th anniversary celebrations will be promoting more social inclusion for seniors all year around. This has been the lunchtime edition of the latest on Starcom Network. Starcom Network, a member of the OCM Group. I'm Barry Wilkinson. Good afternoon.
Don't miss the latest with the Starcom Network news at your fingertips. Listen or catch up on starcomnetwork.net. WhatsApp add me to 246-256-6397 to receive breaking news. Like and follow at Starcom Network News on Instagram and Facebook now.